girls.
Oh, come on!
No,
come on! How can we get this wrong?
No. I was ready.
He leaned into his mic and he went to say hi and he paused this thing. What was it I say again? Amazing.
No, I'm annoyed at myself there. Hi, mate.
You're annoyed.
Have you seen his
face? You're annoyed.
Hiya, mate.
I feel like we've been on our summer holidays. How you been? How's it going?
It's no excuse, though, to forget hiya, mate.
No. I didn't.
We've been away, haven't we?
I didn't forget it. I was ready to say it, and then it wouldn't come out.
Always a stutter, was it?
Yeah, just call me Gareth Gator this century.
Jesus. No, we've already saw someone 1 minute in. How's rehab been going over there, Andrew?
Well, it was going great until about 2 minutes ago. And it's all come flooding back.
You picked the wrong day to stop drinking, haven't you? So, Jordan, how are you?
I'm all right.
Have you been on holiday or something? Where have you been?
No, I've not been on holiday. But as you can see, I'm burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, you got your legs out.
We'll put a photo of that on Facebook. Yeah. That's cracking, that is.
Yeah,
look at that.
Sun's out, guns out.
Frying egg on them knees. Look at that.
Yesterday,
if you'd have brought your dogs in today, they'd have been all over them knees, wouldn't they?
Yesterday, right? And what? Do you remember them lollies called drumstick lollies? And look like one of them.
Drumstick. Which one? What do they look like?
Pink and white, but you know, half pink, half white.
All right.
Yeah.
I remember, like, the milky ones. Are they a bit like them?
Oh, like the sweet, you mean?
Yeah.
Like that chewy sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember them. So, we need to explain why we've been away or whatever. I mean, last week's episode, I heard, was, Grammy-winning, award Oscar-winning episode. Yeah. It left you in the cupboard.
Yeah, left me in the cupboard.
I wanted to talk about music.
Go on.
Well, it's been a big month. 40 years of Live Aid. Oasis back together. There's a lot. What's your thoughts on that, John? Oasis.
It might be controversial.
Oh, go on. Be controversial.
Yeah.
Have we got the lawyer, Judge Rinder, ready?
I like the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like them.
Oh.
You know, the as people.
You know, it's funny. People do say that, but I don't know if you think this, Andrew, but people refer to them from back in the day, their memory of them, you know what I mean? Like Liam at the moment, I like Liam. He's grown on me a lot. And he's grown up, hasn't he?
Yeah.
What do you think, Andrew?
I quite like the arrogance of it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that now. I didn't 30 years ago, whenever it was.
But you like it now?
But I kind of like it now, yeah. I remember meeting them 30-odd years ago. This is just before they hit the big time. It was a Christmas party for a radio station I worked at.
Right.
And they turned up in their parkas. You know when you zip your parka up and the hood goes up and there's just those little peepholes for your eyes? They were both sat there like that at a Christmas party. And you just thought, what is wrong with you guys? Arrogance. Yeah, they did it.
All I can think of when I think of that is Kevin and Perry. Yeah. You know, when they came back from Manchester.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Kid.
Yeah.
I mean, the scale of the tour that they're doing now is insane.
We were talking about this before, Jordan, Andrew and I, before you came down here with your knobbly knees.
Mm.
And we were saying the Oasis reunion, do you know how much they get in each?
How much?
Well, I've been told it's $6 million each per gig.
Yeah.
And in the contract, they only get paid after each gig if they get through the gig.
I was going to say, is this what you were going on about the other day on your social media?
Yeah. So, because you know they're quite volatile.
Yeah.
And funny enough, you mentioned Eleanor before.
Yeah.
Eleanor Cortland. She's actually
she's got a post saying tickets, hasn't she?
No, she went to see him years ago. And she said they came on stage, did two songs, told each other to F off and walked off. And that happened. So the band are very volatile, you know. Yeah. So the, in the contract it says you only get paid if you get through the gig. That should be like us here, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
We only get paid if we manage to say hiya, mate.
Oh, that's not going to cost very much then, no. Is it then?
No.
I'll put 5p in the piggy bank. As we've been talking about music.
Yeah.
You remember a little while ago you came up with some lyrics about me being angry?
Oh, yeah.
I'm very angry.
He's 5 foot nothing but a 10 on rage. Blows his top like a kettle on a Broadway stage. Stomping down the pavement, fists in the air. Needs a ladder just to yell at you square. Angry DeVito, tiny tornado. Swearing at pigeons down in the meadow. Angry DeVito, fury on feet, the angriest snack-sized man you'll meet.
How about that?
Yeah,
I've got my own little theme tune.
Angry DeVito.
I'll tell you what we need to do with all these jingles awesome. One time. We need to get the live singers and sing it. Singing it in the room.
You'll have a job with that. That was AI.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was AI.
It was totally 80s rock.
How?
That took AI 5 seconds to make.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. It took me no more than 5 minutes to create.
Tell me the brief. What did he write in? What did he ask?
I just gave it its lyrics. But
musical style, did
you
say?
Yeah, you could choose the musical style, so I chose one.
Was it honestly, 80s rock?
Yeah. Yeah,
that was like every band I was ever in 1984. That was what we were like.
So I got me a little jingle now.
Angry DeVito.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I'm angry.
Angry DeVito.
Love it. So we can have an EP soon, aren't we?
Yeah.
With Ray Charo. Yeah. And then Angry DeVito.
Angry DeVito.
So we're just going to make one for you now.
Angry DeVito, when you're angry, you play that riff, then you go, ah!
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
The Amanda Holden Update.
Oh, my God!
With
oh my
Jordan God. Anderson.
Oh, my God.
It's back.
Hey. Maybe we should just remind everybody why we called Follow the Dream and the Amanda Holden Connection. And then you've got something about Amanda going, have you?
Yeah, some let's news? Do that.
Yeah, go on then.
Well, this podcast is based around me wanting to achieve, follow my dream and interview my radio idol, Amanda Holden.
That's right.
Yeah.
You've been reading the biog on the website. That was like a word for it. You've been reading your own website.
No, it's just ingrained in my head, that bit.
But yet, we can't say hiya, mate.
Hi, mate.
Go on, then. So, what's the news for this week for Amanda?
Well, I found her original appearance on Blind Date.
I think that's where I'm going.
My name's Amanda, and I'm from London.
No! What? Amanda, you got a lot of fans out there.
Well, if you could have an ease up with anybody... Men-wise.
Oh, my God.
Who was
well,
it?
I can only name one, can't I? I have four, but it's Jack Nicholson.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I had a real crush on Jack Nicholson. I sound ever so posh back then. I can only name four, can't I? Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
How old are you then?
19.
19!
Did you realise that she was on Blind Date? Did you know that?
Yeah. But I don't know whether this is true. But you know that subject of her being on Blind Date?
Yeah.
Is it something she's not, I don't know, yeah, not proud of?
I don't know.
Because I don't think she often likes to talk.
I would imagine, we've just not heard her mention anything, but I would imagine she's probably quite...
I think she always acknowledges it. And I don't think for 1 minute the producers of Heart Breakfast, yeah, which is where that clip came from, would have, for 1 minute, dared put it on air.
I think she's
without
probably,
her knowing.
But she's probably grateful for that. That's what kind of started off, didn't it?
Yeah.
Got her in the limelight.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's not changed a bit, has she?
No.
You know?
No.
And I think, yeah, well, you know, well done you. But she, her voice hasn't changed. You can definitely tell it's her, can't you?
Yeah.
So she is who she says she is.
Yep.
I like that. I've got a little bit of interesting fact for you about Amanda for you.
Go on.
If you're up for it.
Go on.
Well, I was doing a bit of Googling a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And I found out that Amanda Holden signed photographs online.
Yeah.
Guess how much they go for? Because you're going to want an autograph, aren't you, at some point? Come on, give me a figure.
£25.
£34.
£34?
£34 for Amanda Holden.
Oh, my God!
How many bets is that? But that led me down a rabbit hole, gents, right? Because I was looking at autographs, how much they're worth. What do you think the top 10 autographs, value-wise, in the world that are sought after? Did that make any sense to you, that,
Andrew? The Beatles?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, top 10. Yeah, the Beatles is, like, number one. Right. Anything the Beatles. Amanda Holden, sadly, isn't in this list, but...
Messi?
Who?
Messi, footballer.
No.
Is he not?
No. No, he's not in the top 10.
Madonna?
Not in the top 10. Do you want me to give you a couple of...
Yeah.
Number 10, Harry Houdini is the most sought after, one of the most sought after.
Right.
Napoleon, most sought after.
Napoleon. Who's that?
Oh. Oh, my word.
Are all these people dead?
Yeah, most of them. Yeah.
Perhaps we should have started the sentence with, which dead people? Madonna, Harry Styles, you know.
No, we need to talk about him asking who Napoleon is.
Yeah, I don't have a bloody clue.
Did you not do history at school?
Yeah, but I never attended.
Have you ever... What?
I never attended.
Really?
No.
Why not?
I spent most of my time getting stuck in a lift.
What?
On purpose, because I didn't like my history teacher.
What?
So I used to jam the lift and spend an hour in the lift.
That was your school career, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Right, okay, we're moving on very quickly.
Was that public knowledge before we just put it out on a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine then.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hillary thought you were at school. But he was actually in the lift. Excuse me. Do you happen to have Adolf Hitler's autograph anywhere? That's worth a few quid. Winston Churchill, John F. Kennedy, any of the Sex Pistols, Marilyn Monroe, or any of the Apollo 11 crew. That's the top one.
And top the Sex 10. Pistols were in there as well, amongst all of those world leaders.
Most sought after autographs.
Oh, my God!
Should we do flying facts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go on, then. I like this bit. I'm good at this.
This is the bit where Angry DeVito is going to be playing his thing, because we're going to say, is it your go? So, do you want to go first? No, shall I go first? No, you go first. Angry
DeVito! I'll go first.
Go on, then.
My mum...
Yes?
...once had a cat called Jarvis.
Jarvis.
There's always a cat in these, isn't there? There's always a cat.
Jarvis. Yeah.
She also had a cat called Joe.
Hang on, is that the same fact or is that another fact?
That's another fact.
Oh, right, okay. So she had a cat named Jarvis.
A cat called Joe.
Fact two?
No, they were two separate facts.
So that was fact two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And my third fact is my dad was once a blue coat.
Okay, quick question.
Yep.
Has your mum ever had a cat?
Yep. Yeah, she has.
Okay. That doesn't narrow that down then, does it?
The thing is, I think the fact that you've done the cat thing twice tells me that one of them the lie. And it makes no sense why you do two the same. Do you know what I mean, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm going to say Jarvis is true. Joe is false. And your dad, one is false.
No, only one of them's false.
Oh, only one of them's false?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
See, it's can that we, long. I forgot the rules.
Can we remind each other the rules here? It's three facts and one of them is a lie.
Yeah.
So you've got two things of facts about
the
cat.
Joe the cat.
Yeah, I agree. Joe the cat is the lie. Go on.
Jarvis is the line.
Oh. We're halfway there, weren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, okay.
Because my mum, when she was younger, she was a massive fan of Joe Cocker. And she named a cat after Joe Cocker.
Okay, are you ready for my three facts?
Oh, my dad was a blue coat, by the way.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
At Butlins, is that?
I'm not sure where it was, but it was at Ormondy Camp.
Well, they have red coats and blue coats, don't they? So we should contact Wayne Kay. Oh,
is that why is that why they call him that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Go on.
Right.
Was he an entertainer, or was he just working there?
Wayne, or
I'd happen to wear a blue coat. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I thought if you had the coats, didn't that mean you're part of the entertainments team?
Yeah, yeah, red coats and blue coats.
So what was he doing then?
Wayne, or my dad?
Your dad?
I don't know, because I weren't alive.
Have you not asked? Do you not speak to him?
No, I don't think he does. I think his dad's just owned him. He's like, I don't want to talk to him.
There you go, homework for next week. Track your dad down.
Phone
and ask him.
Are you ready for my three facts?
Always ready.
Your Jordan's giggling there. You all right, mate?
I'm just giggling at him. Track your dad down.
Are you ready? Okay. A curry, this is fact one, a curry once blew up in my kitchen on bonfire night. Fact one. Fact two, I once dated a Russian girl called Eva Bestov. Fact three, I once made Mike Sweeney very grumpy. Discuss.
Okay, the curry, very specific.
Yeah.
Bonfire night.
Yeah. Blew up.
I know you made Mike Sweeney angry.
Right, okay, yeah.
And I think I remember why.
Right.
Did you keep phoning him up on his dead good, dead hard quiz and give him a silly answer every time?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, that is a fact, but it might not be this one. And Russian girl, Eva Vestov, any questions?
I definitely think the thing with the curry happened.
Right.
Because I can imagine that it's something that you do.
Right, okay. Mm.
And you mentioned bonfire night, too specific.
Right, yeah. Okay. So which one are we saying it is the lie?
The Vestov.
Andrew?
Yeah, same.
You're both correct. Yes, he even is the lie. And yes, a curry did blow up in our kitchen one night. Would you like to know why?
Why?
We put three bangers in it and lit it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that should do the trick, shouldn't it? Yeah, that'll work.
And it didn't go bang. It just went, honestly, we lit the three bangers. We ran across the front room. It was like an open apartment. Dived over the settee. We shouted, take cover, like you do. And I put my fingers in my ears, and I was waiting for a big bang, and all I heard was... and then I popped my head up, and the whole kitchen was just covered in curry sauce. Do not try this at home.
People like you need locking up, mate.
Ow! Oh, we need to get to biscuits.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We do.
The most important topic is biscuits.
Yeah.
If everybody knows what we're on about here. Forget Follow the Dream. This should be called Follow the Biscuit. So, come on, what have you got?
Right. I know this wasn't what we originally planned.
Yeah. Is this part of Show and Tell? Or
no,
is this...
No.
This is just... Follow the biscuit.
I know that this wasn't what we originally planned, Andrew, but I went in my cupboard this morning and I couldn't find my toffee pops.
Are you telling me now there are no toffee pops?
No.
Mm.
But, right, I've got another rant about biscuits.
Okay, we like a biscuit rant then. Yeah, let's do that.
It's a thing.
Here, I hold in my hand Jaffa cakes,
yes,
right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And
Your Honour, hang on for the purpose of the tape.
I'll tell you, right, I mean, you might have to taste one to agree with me.
You are auntie, aren't you?
Right, you might have to both taste one to agree with me.
Shall I open them?
Yeah. I think Jaffa cakes are just the same, yeah? And they don't taste any different whether they're branded or not branded. So all they've done is stuck normal Jaffa cakes into a bloody box that just says Jaffa Cakes on it. Am I wrong or am I right?
You've jumped into a conspiracy theory rabbit hole here.
I'm not sure what you're on about. They are Jaffa Cakes. It says on the box, the Jaffa Cakes.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but they're not made by Jaffa Cakes.
No, they're not.
Proper people, are they?
No,
they're the, own brand. Jaffa Cakes proper people?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I don't know.
Jordan, who's the Jaffa Cakes proper people? These are really nice, by the way.
Are they...
I can't believe it's not Jaffa.
Be McVitie's, won't it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, either way, these are just as good.
They're like Audi or something, are they?
They're the same. They've shoved them in a completely different box, and that's downright rude.
Do you want a game of Chubby Bunny? Have you ever played Chubby Bunny? My kids used to do it. But you do it with marshmallows. Some listeners will know what I'm on about here. You get marshmallows, you put one in your mouth and you say Chubby Bunny. Then you put another one in and you end up like as many as you can in your mouth trying to say Chubby Bunny.
Right. Oh, do marshmallows. Things we did before iPads.
Yeah, I'm going to do it now. One chip. Chubby Bunny.
You're going to choke.
Chubby. Oh, they're lovely, they are.
Chubby Bunny.
Not as good as Toffee Pops.
No. So that's my rant. That everything's... They're just the same in different packets.
Joking.
What?
Sorry.
Brave. So,
for anybody listening... Kevin is choking himself on Jaffa Cakes. Jordan is pissing himself.
Yeah.
And I'm sat here disgusted, as per norm.
Yeah, thanks for the medical attention there, boys. I was just busy dying.
Oh, it's your own fault for playing a stupid game.
Yeah.
On your own.
Easily amused. But in answer to your question, yeah, they do just taste like Jaffa Cakes, don't they?
I know, it's...
A lot of others don't, but those, they are pretty good.
Yeah.
They are pretty close.
You know what we're missing with them?
What?
Cup of tea.
Well, nobody gets a hot drink in here because Jordan throws them all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, you can blame me.
So there you go, bumper episode.
Mm.
It was good, that.
Yeah, we haven't done joke of the week.
Oh, have we not? Oh.
Oh, hang on, I forgot the scores. Hang on.
Hang on. Actually, where's the scoreboard? You made a scoreboard.
I've gone digital. It's online somewhere, which is why I've not got it down. Hang on.
Oh, bloody hell. We forgot show and tell.
Oh, we need to do that. Let's do that then.
Hang on. Hang on then. Hang on. Show and tell.
Who produces this?
You know, when you were talking about running orders and you'd stick to it, you've not stuck to it, have you? That's why.
I'm having it. Angry
DeVito. Have a Jaffa Cake.
I'm having another Jaffa Cake. Go on, John. Show and tell.
This that I hold in my hand and I'm looking at is a book called The Jam. And it's every album, every song and, you know. But yeah, every album, every song. And I've been looking through it, and you both know how my favourite song is...
Down the Tube Station.
Down the Tube Station.
Yep.
Well, fun fact.
Go on.
Mr. Weller didn't think that song was good enough.
That's right.
Until one of the producers pulled the, I think it might have been the lyrics out of the bin.
Yeah.
And says... Here, Paul, this is actually a good song, this. You should record this.
Right.
And then, so if it hadn't been for this particular sound engineer, that song wouldn't have been what it is
today. Wouldn't have seen the light of day.
No.
It is a classic tune. And it's a classic bass line from a musicianship point of view, you know. Bruce Foxton, who's just retired now.
Has he?
Yeah, from his band, from The Jam. But yeah, can I have a look at this book?
Yeah, of course you can.
So, for the benefit of the tape, The Jam, every album, every song. So, does this talking about in depth?
Yeah.
How the songs came about? Yeah. Or?
And do you know how I found that book?
You found it in the bookshop, probably.
No.
No?
AI.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. All I did was I typed in, I wanted a book about The Jam that told you about all the songs.
Yeah.
And all the albums that chronicled stuff about it, and it come up with that.
And who's done the forward on it? Who's compiled it? I mean, a quick look. Oh, Stan Jeffries.
Stan Jeffries.
I don't know him. You know he will know him, don't you?
Who?
Den.
Oh,
Den
yeah.
will know him. Yeah. We need to speak to Den soon. In fact, I've got a message on my phone from Den, so I'll be phoning him after today's recording.
Right.
So, cool. I like that. The Jam, every album, every song by Stan Jeffries.
Yep.
Love it. My show and tell is more of a show and tell stroke gift, really.
Oh, a gift?
Yeah, yeah, hang on.
Oh, I woke up then.
Hang on. Right, so what I've got to talk to you about, show and tell-wise, when you were a kid, Andrew.
Yes.
And you did something really, really good, like in front of your mates or whatever.
Champion.
What would your mates say to you? They would say something like, what do you want, a...
Chufty badge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A chufty badge.
God, I'd forgotten that.
So, my show and tell. My show and tell is actually a chufty badge.
Chufty badge.
You both have your very own chufty badge.
God, I forgot that word ever existed.
So, I didn't. Oh, that's brilliant.
So wow.
My show and tell is three chufty badges. We've all got one each, and we're going to wear them with pride.
Absolutely.
Well done, boys. I'm chuffed for you. What do you want? A chufty badge?
Here's another drop of the week. Right then, now we've all got our chufty badges. Shall we move on? Joke of the week. Now, scores on the doors last time we were here. 17 points to Jordan, 18 to Kevin. However, there was the episode last week where you attempted to get yourself an Oscar or a BAFTA, and you did tell us a joke, and as it was the only joke, I'm going to give you a point.
Whoa!
Whoa, hang on.
Who's angry
now? You can't do that.
He can do what he wants. He's the producer.
I wasn't even here. Just giving him a point.
Well, you didn't rock up, did you? It was just Jordan.
It was just me in a box.
Yeah. So episode 66, we're on 18 all to play for
Have
now.
Have you got your beeper handy?
No. Yes.
That's absolute
What do you call a dinosaur's fart?
Staying classy as ever. Go on.
Go on.
A blast from the past.
That's quite good, that.
Yeah, we're all right. Yeah. That's okay.
Hey, my notes have got on my phone. I can't see him. Oh, God. My joke's more of an informative bit of news. Sad news, I'm afraid, Jordan.
Why?
Well, I found out only this week that, you know the guy who wrote the Okie Koke? He passed away. Yeah. And one of his family members, I said, you know, how was the funeral? I said, it's very traumatic. Said they put one of his legs in the coffin and it all just went bad from there.
I'm sorry, but that's just awful.
Yeah, but you're laughing.
Yeah, but because he was so bad.
Decision.
We'll give the point to Kevin then.
Yes!
Bye.
Right then. Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.